Today marks the 10th anniversary of the Kyoto Protocol. However, the event has been overshadowed by disputes at the UN climate conference taking place in Bali. The Bali talks aim to bind all nations to greenhouse gas curbs from 2013, but poor nations want rich countries to do more before they agree to the deal. Australia, a long-time Kyoto holdout, was the latest rich country to sign up to the deal after a new government was sworn in earlier this month. We spoke to Bishop Chris Tui of Wilcannia Forbes in Australia about the impact of the Kyoto Protocol 10 years on.
Practically, I think we've come a reasonable way in the last 2 years. It was a bit slow getting started, but I think in the last 2 years, or 3 years anyway, people have become more convinced that we do have an issue. You see, I think 10 years ago, the scientific community was getting quite desperate in its call for us to take notice of what they were telling us was quite a serious issue. But I don't think people took them all that seriously, at least not the person in the street. But I do think that in the last 3 years or so, that's changed. At the level of government, it's difficult to know because it's uneven. In my own country, for example, they didn't sign the Kyoto, or didn't ratify it. They signed it, but didn't ratify it. The United States didn't either. And some fairly large emitters weren't even contributors to it, signatories to it. From a governmental point of view, it's been patchy. I think the person in the street, though, realises that we do have an issue, and I think more and more people are doing their little bit to try and save energy. But I think a lot's happened, but obviously there's still a long way to go.